Controller players once dominated Fortnite.
Holy.
You're joking!
Yo, yo, I beat one not two!
Now, almost none remain. But what happened? And is there any hope for the future of controller players? Controller versus keyboard and mouse has been a debate in gaming since before Fortnite was even created. Many games originally not even offering support for both. However, in Fortnite, since the very beginning, it has always been a battle between the two inputs. A battle the controller is definitely losing.
Controller players in Fortnite have got nerfed so bad. It's so good right now where it's like, controller players don't matter. Like, controller players, keyboard players are so much better than controller players now, it's insane.
In the early days of Fortnite, both inputs were actually quite equal. With most players unable to even build basic structures, the majority of fights came down to who could hit more shots. Building was limited to trying to get up a slight hill or find a chest at the top of a building. When looking at many of the notable faces in early Fortnite like Ninja, Myth, and Daquan, it's easy to think mouse and keyboard was already on top. However, one of the original kill records was actually held by Nick Merckx, a 54-kill squad game in December of 2017.
Where exactly? Right behind the tree, right behind the tree.
Hit one.
Dead, let's go.
Really have no help.
I'm building.
I'm just going to
go. I knock one.
Two below the right.
That's one. Just play careful. Okay, play careful. Watch over the whole fight.
Top hill.
Dot, left dead.
Bottom right.
Bottom left.
Nice.
Not. Full kill that guy? Oh, baby.
Shots.
Let's go, baby. Come on.
With aim assist being quite strong in early Fortnite and building and editing not yet being very common, the playing field was quite even. On top of this, in January of 2018, Fortnite enabled builder pro settings for controller. This meant instead of having to press a button to open the build settings and then slowly scroll through each option, controller players could select custom binds to go straight to each build piece. This would make building much quicker and definitely help to even the overall playing field. In regular games, however, controller players began to struggle with the addition of crossplay in September of 2018. For the first time, console players who were mainly on controller now had to go into lobbies against PC players who were predominantly on mouse and keyboard. Not only this, it was at this time popular content creator Upshaw discovered that aim assist was actually stronger the higher your FPS.
I've got a good computer, we're playing on low settings, so we should be hitting that no problem. Here's my buddy over here. So you can see the aim assist snap-on occurs really far away, so when I'm like about a couple feet away, I can snap right into his head. We just a single touch on L2. Now see what happens when I turn it all the way down to 30 FPS. So we're still the same distance away, but one tap does not drive me into his head at all. So like I'm missing drastically there. I know the game looks awful and it's slowing it down, but your input is literally not dragging it the same distance. I'm just gonna test it out on 60 FPS as well to like emulate most console gameplay. So yeah, you can see it. It's still not snapping right under the head. You almost really need to slam the L2 trigger to get it to work.
So for PC controller players, the battle with keyboard and mouse was actually quite even. With stronger aim assist, higher frame rate, and less input delay, we saw the rise of many controller pros like Nick Merckx, Issa, Ghost Aiden, FaZe Sway, and many more. Keyboard pros still dominated most of the early tournaments, but there were a number of controller pros still holding their own and even taking home some titles. It was in April of 2019 when it was time to truly see which input was best during the World Cup qualifiers, an open tournament where anyone over the age of 13 could compete. This would be the first true battle of the inputs.
White, he's white, hit him Faye White.
Hit
him Faye White again. Hit him, another fight. Died. Careful.
Shit, over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Long.
Okay,
I'm
partner's probably gonna pull up.
The 191.
I'm gonna put that out.
Keep landing here, kids, please.
It is fair to say keyboard and mouse once again absolutely dominated. After 10 weeks of qualifiers, only 7 of the 100 players in solos and 2 of the 100 players in duos were on controller. That means less than 5% of the players at World Cup were on controller. It is worth pointing out Wolfies did manage to play second alongside Rojo, proving it was possible for controller to hold up against the best of the best. However, in solos, Leshy's 31st was the best they could manage, showing that overall, keyboard and mouse was still very much on top. With the launch of Chapter 2 in October of 2019, Fortnite Battle Royale had now been out for over 2 years. In that time, many controller players had made a name for themselves, but it never truly felt like they were taking over. That, however, was about to change. We were about to head into an unknown era.
I just one shot at him.
I'm sorry, little brother, you know you can't win this shit like a knockout. I punch right tip, but I aim at his chin, so we in the back of the back. Last name Jibril shit, so you know I can
get. That's why control players should be put in their own tournaments, separate tournaments. Yeah, they should not be in the game. Oh my god,
I play the block like a Rimby. So till it's empty, sticks in the back of the bench. I feel like Kobe 24, you know I had to ice my wrist. I've been balling since the young, you know I had to stack.
Hello?
Like, what are you doing, but
yeah! Sonas know we had to take the risk. You want to spot and take the shot, don't give a
For the first time ever, a controller player completely took over the competitive scene. Unknown truly felt unstoppable, winning 6 solo cash cups before even taking home the FNCS title in squads. He was so dominant he even swapped to mouse and keyboard here and there because he got bored of winning, just to try and prove he could do both. Unknown Army would be controller player's champion, but also potentially their downfall. His clips of absolutely inhuman aim were starting to gather a lot of attention, and many people were demanding that aim assist be nerfed. After years of controller players being dominated, as soon as the tables turned, people were not happy. Epic responded to these complaints and removed legacy controller settings altogether. After years of L2 spamming and insane shots, controller players were forced to make a choice between linear and exponential settings. This divided the controller player base, with there still being debates to this day on which is better. While most of the controller players were arguing and the keyboard and mouse players thought they'd won, little did they know that things were about to get a lot worse for them.
Not going? Oh my god, it's triple duped him. Bro, I just triple duped that kid.
26 times and they hit him in the back. 55 will! Bro, chat. My aim is on something right now.
Yo, there's no way!
Wow, flip that. Oh my god.
Like, he's doing absolutely nothing but running in my mouth.
Like, it's just so easy.
Epic had actually somehow managed to make controller players even better. With these new settings, controller didn't just have one champion, but many. We would enter an era where controller, for the first time in the history of Fortnite, was actually the dominant input. FNCS after FNCS would be won by controller players. Some of the best keyboard and mouse pros in the world even swapping to try and take advantage of the new aim assist. Epic Whale and Arkram going on to win FNCS within one season of swapping to controller. This wasn't only happening at the top level either. All the way down to little Timmy on his console, controller players were taking over. You couldn't go a single day without seeing a post from pros demanding that Fortnite nerf aim assist.
Oh my god! He has aimbot! I'm not trolling!
Picture this. They have aimbot. There's nothing that's stopping them from qualifying anyways. They're dominating every person in their sights. There's no stopping them. It takes no skill. They're cheating at the game and they still don't play as an actual tournament. They suck and shouldn't be allowed to be a PC player, so imagine that.
Epic Games, hearing all these complaints, tried yet again to nerf controller. This time, however, they were successful. Rather than changing entire settings, they would simply launch multiple nerfs targeted directly at aim assist, reducing its overall strength and ability to track players. To make things even worse, it was around this time one of the biggest advantages of controller would be shared with keyboard. Double movement.
You see this thingy on my caps lock in A? This is like a... Okay, it's like plastic and I tape, duct tape to it on caps lock in A. Yeto asks, double movement? Nah, it works though. It depends on the actuation of your keyboard also though. If you have like a really like stiff keyboard with like hard keys, like it's not gonna work. So you cannot move normally. I can, look. I'm just not pressing it down hard right now, and now I'm pressing it down hard.
Put simply, when moving on a keyboard, you can only go in 6 directions. Forward, backwards, sideways, and diagonally. On top of this, keyboard and mouse lack the ability to run at full speed in one direction while facing another. This, combined with the 360-degree movement offered only by a joystick, was one of the main strengths playing on controller offered. After much pressure from the community, Fortnite allowed the use of external software that would allow players to achieve these settings on keyboard and mouse, giving a huge buff to their overall movement. This would mark the end of controller's reign at the top. Since these changes, at the end of 2021, we would see fewer and fewer controller players qualify to grand finals, with only a handful ever predicted to do well. Players like Mero, Reet, and Teeny would keep the dreams of controller players alive, but it's fair to say, they have well and truly lost the battle. But is it over? Is there any hope for controller players? Throughout 2024, Epic made multiple changes to aim assist with the addition of human-like aim assist. This, however, only made things worse, with controller players reporting at times their aim assist completely turns off. Whether this is a bug or intended is unknown, but it appears Fortnite has given up on trying to help controller players. Or have they? In June of 2025, Fortnite gave the first proper buff to controller in years, improving the strength of aim assist while ADSing by 50% and while hip firing by 25%. Could this be a sign that Epic wants to finally help controller players again, or is it too little, too late?